Hi, this is Mary from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential, okay? Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you very much. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. First of all, how will you rate the job Cherry Creek School District thus providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm just a single guy, so I haven't really kept track.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you very much. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
Maybe a little high.
Much too high, somewhat high?
Just a little high.
Okay, the answers that we have could be much too high, somewhat high, about right, a little low.
Somewhat high.
Thank you very much. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teacher pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more mental health professionals to meet increasing demand for services, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increasing school security staff to help keep students safe. Now, to pay for all of this, I just need to finish really quick with the statement. So, to pay for all of this, sorry, will you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's mill levy increase at a cost of 56 cents per month in higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year for every 100,000 of home value? Yes or no?
I would vote yes.
Thank you very much. Now, the second ballot issue will be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying and demand jobs. Will you vote yes or no on $950 million bond to meet all of these needs if increased property taxes by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of assets home value?
I would vote yes.
Thank you very much. Knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, would you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at a cost of $2.29 per month, equal to $27.57 a year, in increased taxes for every $100,000 in home value? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
I just have a few more statements, okay? So lastly, on this topic. If the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and security staff, plus increased teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote yes.
Thank you very much. Following up, opponents to tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration overcosts, and low-performance schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you very much. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reasons for voting yes. Rate it as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason for you to vote yes to the raised property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD school. So I'll just go through a few statements, okay? Expanding Cherry Creek's Innovation Campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job, such as in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turn students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you very much. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. I just have a few more statements, okay? You're doing a great job. Now, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any home property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Terry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Terry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. We're almost done, okay? Now, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Terry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Terry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers, both staff in our schools, to meet students' needs. Very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, not persuasive.
Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. Now, sir, after hearing all of this information, if the Terry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building replace and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay, at a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote yes.
Thank you very much. What is your gender?
I'm a male.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
I'm 56.
56, you said?
66.
Sorry, 66? 66?
Yeah, 66.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 or under?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Terry Creek School District schools?
No.
Thank you very much. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Black, African American, white, Hispanic, Asian, other?
I'm white.
Thank you very much. Perfect, sir. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you again, sir. Have a good day. Bye now.
Yeah.